is give the kids a chance to lead us. So sometimes, you know, plays are at night and things like that. But for us, this is just part of what Jesus came to give us and what God is all about. He's about making a family. We see a lot of religious and political debates, and everybody's angry at each other in society. And a lot of times we forget that what God came to do is actually really simple in our lives. You know, he's about every person knowing him. What do most people call God but Father? That's a term about family. And it's the idea that God came to bring us back to the family we were supposed to be. That's really the story of it. And when you get down to the basic idea, all of us need that family. And whether it's the family we were born into, or whether it's the family that God gives us in his church or in certain friendships, real family works, and we talk about it here at Cornerstone all the time, when we know Jesus, because he's the one who came to give us a family, when we find freedom, because as families, not everything works just right, we need to grow and learn to care for each other more, that we want to discover our purpose, because every person in the family is meant by God to be a gift, not only to that family, but people around the world, and then all of us are made to make a difference. And so it's a gift that we come together, and we do this, and really, if you think about it, we had that great scene where a family came, and it was about a family having a baby, and the story of Christmas, I mean, the story of Mary is what? The story of, and I want you to think about this, a family trying to make it work. It's a story about a family that in the beginning, mom and dad aren't getting along. God said something to mom that dad doesn't know about, and it takes a while for dad to understand what mom already knows, and then it's about them figuring out how are we going to be a family and even survive in the middle of some really trying times. You know, really, what God does for us and why Jesus came is actually a really simple message. That God has loved us so much that he sent his son so that we could all be part of his family again. And I want you to think about it, because this Christmas, as we know, it's going to be a wonderful time, but this tends to be a time also when families sometimes struggle and people in a family struggle. The stats will tell us that if people consider being so discouraged in life that they want to end their life, that that'll happen more often in this month right now than all the 11 months before. And it's not really because people have more problems than the other 11 months. It's just because they tend to think about it more and feel what's missing in their family or in their life. And so this is really an important moment, and I just want to take a really practical moment here, even if you're a first-time guest of ours, that you're a person who's going to be around somebody else this holiday season who might be having a hard time. And I just, you know, maybe this is the first time you've met me, you've never been in our church before, but I would just say you're here to remember that someone around you is probably going to need some encouragement, and that God wants you to remember that today, that maybe as you leave today and as you go back and as you begin to think about family and about what you do over this time, that you would remember and be on the lookout for people who need someone to just say, hey, why don't you be part of my family during this season? And wouldn't that be incredible to do? I want to take one moment just to run through the scripture that we went through last week, and because obviously every time we're at church, we want to take some time to remember the gift of God's word among us. Really, the Christmas reminds us to have faith in God's promises more than our circumstances. That's the story of a mom who has been given the gift of a life, and yet mom and dad aren't quite working right, and they've got to figure out how to come together. And not only is this family supposed to come together, but what this family accomplishes is actually supposed to change the world. But they've got to have faith in a promise more than what they see, because nothing that they see tells them things are going to be okay. And maybe you're here today and there's not much around you that's telling you what you see is going to be okay. But the good news of what Jesus has done and what the Bible tells us is that there are promises that God's made you. And we just want to look at them for one moment. Here's the story of Mary getting the news that she's going to have the Son of God. An angel came to Mary and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Do not be afraid." There's plenty to be afraid of if you look in your circumstances, but I'm telling you, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have had favor with God. God's chosen you. You're special to him. And behold, you will come, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And I love what Mary says. And Mary at this time, as we looked at last week, is no more than 16 years old, if she's not 15. And she's just, in that culture, women did not have any rights and the education. She's got to look at this and think, why am I chosen? And she says what a lot of us would say, well, how could I be important to God? Because here's my circumstance, here's who I am. And the angel answered, no. See, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. Would you read this next line with me in the yellow there? Say it out loud with me. For nothing will be impossible with God. I love Mary's response. She says, behold, I am the Lord's servant. Let it be according to your word. In other words, instead of my circumstances or even my own abilities, I'm going to trust what you're saying, God. And I want you in your circumstance, in the places where you tend to be afraid or feel like you're not important, to have a moment just to think about this whole idea that it's really a choice to believe. It's a choice to believe that Mary makes this choice. God is with me. And God wants to do something with my life. And I don't know the circumstances around you. Where are you? If you're like me, you tend to look at your past and think, I've made all these mistakes, so this is why I can't do something important in the future. And yet God comes to this girl, Mary, and says, no, it's actually, you're really important. And regardless of what you've done or haven't done or who you think you are, God's with you. And I just want us to have a real simple moment this morning and say, do you believe that? Do you believe that God's with you? And maybe through all the snow and getting here, maybe through a great Christmas play where we all relax a little bit instead of all being on our time schedules and our phones and everything, maybe we just let down our guard a little bit this morning. And maybe it's just a chance to remember that God's with us, that God cares for you. It's like, well, Pastor Sean, you don't know me particularly, so how do you know that? Well, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that because Jesus came, it's an automatic that you're chosen. So I just want you to hear this verse in Romans 5. It says, when we were utterly helpless, before we knew that we had anything to offer or the world thought we had anything to offer, when we were utterly helpless, Jesus came at just the right time and died for us, sinners. That's all of us. Like, he chose all of us because he created us. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good, which disqualifies all of us, right? We're not in that category. But God showed his great love for us by sending Jesus to live and then die for us while we were yet sinners. The whole idea of Jesus being born, living, and then giving his life is that God has chosen us, and he wants to be with us, and he made a way for that to happen. And if you've not been part of church, I'm not going to explain all to you in one moment, other than I would encourage you today to recognize that there's a presence of God near you who wants to be in you. There's a God who wants to bring you part of his family and help you start again. And so this morning, it's just, do you believe that? Could that be true for you and your life? And all you've been a part of and all you've done, and are there new beginnings for you this morning? And I would say, like everybody in our church family, we've all experienced it. Yes, when we thought there couldn't be a new beginning, when there couldn't be a new joy in our lives, when we didn't think we could find peace, yeah, that's what God did in our lives. And that's who's at this church. Our people have all experienced that, just like you. And so we've got to hear that part of the Christmas story and not just think about something far, far away. We've got to think about what God wants to speak to you and I today. That you are favored by God. That he gave his son. That's how favored you are. And you don't have to be afraid of the future. You don't have to be afraid of this month and what you got to walk through. Because God wants to be with you. He's all around you. And the question is, are you going to let him in? We've all had people who have reached out to us, but we haven't let into our lives. And it's very much the same with God, that we've got to choose not to just know that he's reaching out, but we've got to choose to let him in. A lot of us, maybe we've been to church and in the past it hasn't worked for us, or not those people, or maybe church people even hurt us. And so it's like, yeah, I'm not interested in that stuff anymore. And I would just encourage you to separate the people of the past and the God who wants to speak to you today. Because he loves you. And, you know, all those people, they were as imperfect as you are. And so maybe it's just time for a new beginning there. What we did last week was we spent some time saying, we actually believe that God not only is with us, but that all of us have a choice, that we can help make the world a better place. And not just in a Hallmark, Oprah Winfrey kind of sentimental way, I mean like in eternal ways, because all of us really need something deep in here. And we were talking about that this Christmas, we should all have a little bit more courage than we've ever had. Because Christmas has this kind of hope to it, but hope without courage is something you run away from. Like, you got to have courage to step forward in hope and say, even though no one else believes this around me, I'm going to choose to step forward. And we were talking about trying to make some different steps, some different practical ways of helping people. And we talked about God wants us to leave a legacy in people's lives, not like the world leaves it, but a legacy of God's love and peace and hope. And we were talking about some different places we could do that. That we're talking about family and the idea of caring for them. And this Christmas, even though maybe in your family things aren't working all the way right, and it might take a little courage to reach out to someone who the relationship has gone bad, hey, this Christmas, would you have a little bit more courage and reach out to them anyway and invite them, whether it's to church or to your home, but care for those around that sometimes in family we tend to give up because we know their patterns so much. But Christmas is like God can do something brand new if we'll just believe in his promises. The next generation, we talked about no matter what age you are, thinking about who's coming up next in life, because you've got some experience and you've got some wisdom that they could use. And so what could you do for that? We talked about our community and we even talked about bringing our Bible to work or school and just reminding people that God belongs there and that there they, people can find God's hope. We have a really fun little challenge going on, and we've been laughing about it all week. I've been having some great texts from people. We're saying, you know what, it's a serious matter, but we were just trying to just have a kind of good news, kind of first step. We said, for this month of December, let's not be part of the complaining about our nation. Let's actually just speak blessing over it. It doesn't mean we have to ignore justice. It doesn't mean we need to bless wrong things. But let's just go a little deeper than what we're seeing with people and just say, God, thank you that we have a chance to fix this. Thank you that this is getting seen and then justice can be here. But that we're just going to take a month. And it mattered that what we spoke out of our mouths about our nation, because God wants us to be part of its healing, not its cursing. And so maybe you want to jump in on that. And then we said, even as we remember the gift of Jesus coming and God being so generous to give his own son for us, maybe we should look around for people that we need to be just a little bit generous, more generous to. Be generous like God was generous with us. And so those are some encouragements of what you can do together and maybe be thinking about and choose one of them. Say, you know, I'm going to do that this Christmas. I'm going to take some time to be a little bit more courageous than the people around me and to offer good news and love and faith in the midst of what's going on in the world around me. You know, if you've not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's the day to have a little courage and just say, God, I'd like to start again. I'd like to start again with you. It can be that simple. It doesn't have to sound religious, be all complicated. It just be like, I think God knows how to follow up with that request, if you'll just start there. But as a church, we've also decided, and this, if you're a guest with us, just kind of indulge me for a moment. We decided as a church family that what we give makes a difference. And so today is the start of our Christmas legacy offering. And if you're a guest with us, this is not for you, so don't feel any obligation whatsoever. But as a church family, we wanted to make sure that we were giving in a generous way to the world around us. And we took those same legacy lanes of our church family. There's some things we want to do for all of our Spanish speakers in our church that, and we, just our community, it's growing so much. We want to put up some new signage in Spanish and some things like that. So we're going to raise some money for that. For our next generation, we want to make sure all our young adults can go on a missions trip. For our community, we're very involved on the Jeff Davis Corridor and we actually run a nonprofit that we make sure to reach the Bensley area, particularly for our nation. We've got some of the members of our church. They're going to go on hurricane relief reconstruction trips. We want to make sure they have what they have. And then if you've been looking at our Project Hope Facebook page, and you really should take a look at it, because we've actually helped the local church there get internet. And so now we're getting like news every day about what God's doing in the midst of it. It's just projecthope.ag. If you look at the website, you can find the Facebook page. But we're in the middle of giving free service to a all-Muslim leprosy village on the edge of the Ethiopian desert. And this crazy story. And really cool that we get to be a part. In other words, we get to be part of changing the world right here in Chester, right in the middle of finishing up and getting home. And so we want to encourage you to be a part as you feel led. Our church family, those online as well, you can make your offering online if that's how you feel led. We said this last week, that Jesus gives ordinary people extraordinary purpose when they choose possible courage. And so I just want to wrap up. We're going to have our kids come out to sing our song during our Christmas legacy offering. These are our preschoolers. So if you haven't had enough cute in your life, you're about to get an overdose. Here it comes, all right? And I just want to remind you of this verse as the kids come in. That nothing is impossible with God. And I hope this Christmas you will see that in a new way. We'd love for you to come back next week as we share some really special words of encouragement. Boy, oh boy, they look really cute. Wants the mic. Okay. Hey, let's take a moment to pray over this gift as our church family gives. And I want to encourage all of you in this room, take some time to think about different ways you can give to those around you this Christmas. Let's take a moment and pray. Lord, thank you so much for the gift of your Son and of new beginnings, that nothing is impossible with you. We pray families would have new courage and new faith, and they would reach out to you to find peace. We pray you bless our community, our nation, even people around the world, moms and dads just like us, who haven't been given the gift like we've had. We pray now that you would continue to encourage us, and we thank you for the gift of these kids and our church family. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, amen. We're going to have the offering now. There is an envelope in your bulletin if you'd like to give.